Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie. Find us on Facebook.
Cubberty 2FM.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Ryan.
How are you?
Great. Should we say Happy Friday?
Happy Friday is good for me if it's good for you.
It's amazing. Friday, sure. Friday, I'm in love.
Friday, are you a Cure fan?
I like them, but I'm say I'm Depeche Mode fan.
Okay, well, I mean, Depeche Mode were enormous once. I think they got some class of a comeback of late the last couple of years. Is that right? Tell me about them. I'm not a great knowledge on them.
That's true, Ryan. Basically, they came back not previous year with Delta Machine.
They have this big album, Violator, is the one that you really love.
And basically, we were celebrating 25th anniversary of releasing Violator. It was yesterday, but we are still in the mood for that.
Yeah.
And we are a group of fans, and myself and my colleague Mariusz are organizing Depeche Mode parties. And on 30th of May, we will be organizing the Depeche Mode party in Fibbermacqueen just to celebrate 25 years of Violator.
On the 30th of May?
30th of May in Fibbermacqueen.
Yes, we heard of Fibbermacqueen, and some people have even been there.
Oh, you are more than welcome. We all invite you. You are more than welcome to join us.
Could you imagine?
And it's going to be amazing. We're going to have also iEuropean. It's a Dublin electronic act. Gentleman Sean Barron, he is in cooperation with Volgan Fleur from Kraftwerk. So he will be on the stage as well. But basically, we're hoping to gather all the fans and dance to most of the songs from Violator just to celebrate the 25 years. 25 years, would you believe that? We cannot believe that it's already 25 years.
It's incredible. And I mean, to me, Depeche Mode is, unfortunately, I'm one of those people that all I can think of is just Can't Get Enough, because I jumped up and down at teenage discos to that when I was, 5,000 years ago.
That's great, but it's a great memory. But how about personal Jesus? How about Enjoy the Silence, Word in My Eyes? And we actually want to gather all the memories connected with the songs from Violator and just share with each other. So we'll be more than happy to gather all the memories from that time.
So where are you from originally, Monica?
I'm originally from Poland.
And when did you move to Ireland?
11 years ago.
Okay, and go on.
I have a pleasure living with the best nation.
You love it here, do you?
I love you Irish people.
Well, we love
you. Thank you for having us here.
No, don't say thank you for having us here. You enrich what we do here. With people like you, it's a lovely bit of fun and enjoying the world. It's great. You're Irish now anyway, so you don't have to thank anyone. So Depeche Mode, I presume, were huge in Poland at the time, maybe more so than in Ireland. I don't know.
I'm sure I wasn't here, but it's interesting for us that Depeche Mode, as an English band, they're more popular in outside even Europe or in Eastern Europe, like more than England and Ireland. Like,
sure.
But sure, we can change it. Like,
exactly.
You're more than welcome to come to join the party, to dance and enjoy the night with all of us.
You're so hang on, stay where you are because Martin's there. Hiya, Martin.
Good day, how are you, Ryan?
Are you well?
Not bad at all.
Depeche Mode, your memory being?
Well, I have massive memories of Depeche Mode going back over the last 30 odd years, and I remember Violator being released and buying it in Golden Discs. But with Depeche Mode, like, they're like the biggest cult band in the world.
Right.
And I know you say that you remember dancing around to Just Can't Get Enough.
Yes, I do.
I went to see Depeche Mode in 2014 in Nîmes in South of France, playing in a Roman amphitheater.
Yeah.
And on the same tour, they're playing the Olympic Stadium in Paris. They're playing the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. They're playing all over the state. So they're playing all the venues that U2 will play in the next tour.
Wow.
And yet in Ireland and the UK, people remembered them as being like Just Can't Get Enough. But they're phenomenally huge in Europe.
Was it Dave Gahan? Is that the name of the...
Dave Gahan.
And is he's his voice still good? He's still looking well and all good?
Probably better now than it has ever been.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm certain. Yeah.
How many times have you seen Depeche Mode dance through the years, Martin?
Probably about 25 times.
What?
Yeah.
And where did you go and see them in Ireland?
I've seen them in Belfast and in Dublin in the Tree Arena, the O2. And I've seen them in Stockholm, in Lisbon, Vienna, Munich.
Wow.
It's sort of like we pick our holidays when they do a tour.
Paul McCartney to me is Depeche Mode to you.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Monica, have you seen them?
Oh, yes, of course. Many times.
Are they good live, lads?
Amazing. It's just a completely different experience.
Okay.
But I presume when you love something, it's, you know, of course. But I must say, their live performances are brilliant.
Great.
Especially with the visuals as well.
Okay.
And the thing as well, is the people who go to see Depeche Mode and the people who buy the records, they're kind of fanatical.
Okay.
So it leads to a real celebration at a concert.
So everyone's into it.
Yeah, you don't get many people who go along and say, oh, I haven't heard Depeche Mode since Everything Counts in 1983. They'll be sort of all duck or no dinner.
All duck or no dinner. Yvonne, are you all duck or no dinner? What are you having yourself?
Well, I tell you, I love Dave Gahan. Thank you very much.
There you go. Now, it's not just about the man, it's about the music as well, you know, Yvonne.
Lusting
over poor Mr. Gahan as he tries to sing a song with your drool landing on his microphone. So let's talk about your love of the band.
Well, I mean, I loved them in the 80s, but I think it's been the last 3-4 years that they've kind of come back into my life, and I saw them in Dublin the last two times they played. Myself and my brother-in-law are huge fans, so we went to see them in concert, and they were fantastic. They were absolutely fantastic.
You all sound, Monica, Martin, Yvonne, you all sound committed to the band, that you're part of the, I think it was Monica says, like a cult, that this is the religion of Depeche Mode, and you all worship at the altar. Would you wear a Depeche Mode t-shirt? Would you be that committed? You would?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Okay. This is a whole new world. I wasn't aware. It's like Scientology with headphones.
No, it's about love for music.
And
nobody else liked them. I mean, there really is nobody else like Depeche Mode. There never has been. They're just, and if you saw them in concert as well, especially the last time I saw them in Dublin, my God, they were just fantastic.
And I've got the impression from what you're saying that they're getting better with age. They're like a good wine.
Well, Dave Gahan is certainly like a good wine. Yes. Well, when you look back at them in the 80s and the gear and the makeup and everything, it's a bit funny looking back, but recently he looks and sounds fantastic.
I get the impression, Yvonne, you kind of like Dave Gahan. Would that be right, or am I a million miles off?
Just a tad.
Okay, well, you've all got to go and support Monica's gig in Fibber McGee's on the 30th of May.
Definitely, yeah. I'll drag my John Ruddy, my brother-in-law, if he's listening, he'll kill me that I mentioned his name, but I'll drag him along. He's a huge fan as
John
well.
Ruddy, Ruddy better buy the tickets now that you've mentioned him.
He'll kill me.
It's Delectro Movement. That's Electro with a D. Delectromovement@gmail.com to get in touch with Monica. Lads, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Monica, Martin, Yvonne.
Have a great day.
Bye.